Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successapies. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and we are here again in South Florida, and we are live. It's just so great to have you with us. Our whole entire program is going to be about what's happening in and around Boca and our community, our business community, and the newest digital broadcasting network, WeBocaTV.com. A big shout out to Jordan Aloof and Danielle Silverman for having the foresight to bring WeBocaTV.com and their digital broadcasting network to our amazing community, and featuring so many amazing businesses, so many stores, entertainment, people in the community, as well as our nonprofit organizations. I'm very fortunate tonight to be welcoming our guest, who is director of TouchAHeartFoundation.org, and so welcome to our show, Jennifer Kaufman.
Hi, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yay! Thank you so much for being here. Share with our audience, and again, I'm just so happy that you're here. Share with your audience about your organization, your foundation, and you know how it got started and what you do.
Okay, sure. Thank you. So Touch a Heart Foundation has been around for about 13 years. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. Our mission is dedicated to enriching the lives of less fortunate children in South Florida, mainly the Tri-County area of Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. Our founder, Deborah Perlman, had been adopting families in the early 2000s at the holidays through an agency called Family Central in Broward, along with her husband and three sons. And they loved having the personal interaction and creating relationships with the families that they came in contact with. So she wanted to raise money to be able to increase the number of families she helped out each year. And she brought on a partner who had been adopting daycare centers through the same agency, and Touch a Heart Foundation was born in 2005.
Wow, so that's just beautiful, 13 years. And when you say adopt a family, what does that really mean?
What does it mean? So basically you get a profile on a family that's struggling over the holidays, they're in need. And you get a wish list of, like, what they would like, you know, maybe some household items, some small presents, and you can go shopping, wrap, and then deliver them directly to the family. And that was the part that she loved the most, being able to have a personal connection with these families.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And so you've touched hundreds of lives, if not thousands, by this point in your organizational history. And when we had a chance to meet, you were explaining to me that the value of, you know, people getting involved and then involving their children and their families in this type of adopting other families and participating in this way has tremendous value. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, her three sons were very involved throughout the years with her, and they're all grown out of the house, so now it's a chance for my children to get involved, and I'm already seeing how much, you know, it's changing their mindset when they get to hear about these families, meet these families, and I wanted to make some more programs to be able to reach out to more children like mine and have them have the opportunity to volunteer in an effortless, fun, and personal way. So we're going to try to have monthly programs set up where you can drop in and volunteer and be able to meet these people that you're helping and, you know, form connections. And, it works on both sides. You know, it helps everyone.
Right. You're uplifting other people, but at the same time, you're uplifting yourself and you're giving and you're sharing and you have gratitude and appreciation for the things that you do have. And it's just a wonderful process, and I commend you for making that part of your family and wanting to take on this role. Now, I do know that part of what you do, of course, is in raising money for your organization, and that every year you've had a number of things, but coming up now in the month of January, you have a very fun special event as a fundraiser. So talk about what you have coming up.
Yeah, so we do one major fundraiser a year, and it's called Spa Day. And this year, on January 23rd, it's going to be our 13th annual Spa Day. So attendees will spend the day relaxing, shopping, eating and getting mini spa services like blowouts, makeup, facials, manicures, Reiki healing, all kinds of different things to choose from. And service professionals from around the area are all donating their time and services, so 100% of the proceeds will go to the charity, which is wonderful. We have about 40 or 50 service professionals coming in for the day to do this.
That's awesome. Now, where is this event? Where is this spa day being held?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's at the Oaks of Boca Raton, and the Oaks is on Bridgebrook Drive. Well, that's the actual address of it, but it's in West Boca between Lyons and 441 on Clintmore. And all the information is on our website, of course, at touchaheartfoundation.org. You can make your donation there, and you can sign up for your services. And
I love that. I love
that.
Yeah. TouchAHeartFoundation.org. That is so cool. And so, if you could wave the magic wand and want more things to happen, do you have any special wishes for this year? That you know, we're at the beginning of the year, and so what would you like to have happen beyond everything that you've got so far?
I would love to increase the number of volunteers since we moved. This year, we were in Broward County up until last year. So this is our first year in Palm Beach County and specifically in Boca. You know, I'm looking for more volunteers to get involved in these kind of programs that we're going to, you know, try to do on a monthly basis. So I think that's pretty much it. I think, you know.
More volunteers. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now we connected because you were part of the launch of WeBocaTV.com signature program, Good Morning Boca. Yay.
Yay. So that was so much fun.
I know. And you were out there. And, you know, for our listeners, Jennifer tends to be on the more shy side. And so really doing a tremendous amount of, you know, the in-person media and with the cameras, you know, that's I would have to say that's, you know, kind of putting you out of your comfort zone a little bit. And you are amazing. You're amazing. So talk a little bit about what it's like to work with the folks from WeBoca TV and Good Morning Boca so other people can know about it.
I mean, it was the best experience. I was so nervous. I mean, I can't even tell you. But they were just so warm and welcoming, and they make it so easy for you. And although I wasn't, you know, super outgoing on the show, it was, I think, as good as it could have been. Kelly and Chris are amazing hosts. They're so funny and warm, and it was really a great day.
Wow.
I look forward to watching all their programs.
We know we want your participation in more things, and just to see people, you know, their wishes being fulfilled and their holiday seasons being brighter. But as you mentioned, you know, the type of people you work with, I mean, literally they need help throughout the year. It's not only the holiday season for somebody just to show up and, you know, and bring them gifts, which is, of course, they do need, and it is appreciated. But if you can step out into the community, having come from Broward County into the Palm Beaches, and have programs that are available more on a monthly type of basis or quarterly, then you really get that interaction, and you'll get to build up your organization, and more people will volunteer and stay in the social media and start, you know, sharing more things. Then, you know, you're really going to build this whole thing up into a greater level than it is already.
I hope so. I think it's going to be fun. I think, you know, it'll be useful for everyone. We're going to try to do programs that give people maybe a skill or, you know, a keepsake to make for their home, things like that, you know, really be special.
Crafting kind of things that they can make and take with them and share with their families and keep around for a long time.
Exactly.
Be proud of. I love that. I love that. And you mentioned you have your children involved. And so what age category are your children?
Okay, so my youngest is 9, and then my girls are, I don't know how old they are, they're like 12 and almost 14. They've come and done adoptions with me. They help me with my office stuff. They're helping with a lot of the event stuff. But kids of all ages can come to the events that we're going to be setting up. We had the one we did in December, we had kids as young as 4 there, and they were so helpful, and they helped the kids do the shopping that we had set up. But we also give community service hours to high school children, and so it's going to be for all ages. We're going to have stuff for all ages, and we're going to put that on our website when we as we bring them to the, you know, surface.
Yeah, you make a good point, because within the community, having, you know, the younger kids, you know, get to learn, and they get to see, well, they're not just being filled up with toys and things for their room that they cannot, you know, some of them run out of room for all their things, but they're really giving a chance to share that with others, and then they feel good about giving the things that they've used also to others. If the parents take that step and show them, you know, this is the right thing to do, and this, the things that you've been blessed with can help, you know, serve other people, and they open up that door to teaching. I think that's very important that the parents do that. And I also, as you mentioned, when you get into the teenage years, there's so many thousands of high school students here in Palm Beach County, and they do have to participate and do community activities. And this would be definitely something that you should let more high schools know about, so that they can do their community hours, you know, in something like that. You might even have the kids teaching the kids doing certain things. You might find one student is good at, like, dancing, and another one might be good at making the crafts, and another one might be good at doing, you know, planting some garden type of things, so that the kids can have their own fresh tomatoes or cucumbers, something like that, you know, for at home. So you're perpetuating this giving, you know, in a way that the kids can really see how that they can contribute to other people. So I'd love to see you be able to have more high schools get involved, and not only at that once a year where they're giving a gift, but also, you know, in throughout the year, so that that your organization grows, you know, that you're really touching people, you know, in more ways. But I wanted to thank you so much for being here on Success at Bees, and for stepping on board to being on Good Morning Boca. And for those of you just tuning in, let me share with you a little bit about WeBocaTV.com. It is a digital broadcasting network, and it is airing 24/7 live programs. Each week there's a brand new episode. And the first four episodes of the program, amazingly, were shot right on location at the Boca Raton Town Center Mall. Now, most people in our listening audiences, you've probably been to the Town Center Mall, but we do have an audience that expands around the country and around the globe, so some of them may have not seen it. And you have a tremendous amount of square footage of, you know, high-end luxury stores, you know, anchored by, you know, a lot of your bigger stores, including your Neiman Marcus's and your Saks and Lord & Taylor's and, you know, Macy's and Nordstrom's, and just amazing. And then, you know, every type of luxury type of a brand store that you can think of, with products and services are available there in that Boca Town Center Mall, and amazing food to eat. So the choices at that mall are endless, everything from Cheesecake Factory to, you know, Pinion Grill and the Hot Spot Blue Martini. So there's just so much happening right there. There's amazing Italian restaurants, and just I love the Boca Town Center. But what was really special about Good Morning Boca, you know, Kelly Gannon and Chris Cruz are the hosts of that program, and they were just magnificent. They were friendly, they were warm, and being in the middle of Neiman Marcus, they had the opportunity to be all dressed up in, you know, amazing, you know, couture clothing and made up, and just they looked good. And so the energy was spectacular. We had the fortunate opportunity of the presence of Mayor Susan Haney, who is the mayor of the city of Boca Raton. And you, of course, were there representing your touchaheartfoundation.org, and in good company with Amy DiNerosio and Becky Self, who I connected with. They handle, from the city of Boca, the activities that happen in Meisner Park Amphitheater, as well as the Sanborn Square. And then, you know, there was, again, another one of the nonprofits, as well as Jay Parker, who is the CEO of Douglas Elliman, which is the premier luxury real estate company. And they have, you know, they're up north as well as down in Miami, and they have offices now in Boca Raton. There's two of them, and they have an office now in Delray Beach. And so you are just in that great company of all these people at Neiman Marcus, all excited to be part of Good Morning Boca and We Boca TV. So please, I invite you to come back again to Success of Peace, and I look forward to seeing more of you on Good Morning Boca and within the community.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk to you today.
Thank you so much. So what with Jennifer, you definitely want to go on to touchaheartfoundation.org and look at her website and, you know, see what she's got there. If you are in this area and you have that opportunity and January the 23rd is available, then it would be just a great time for you to get tickets and participate in the spa day. There are probably not many of those tickets available, but that would just be such a fun thing to do. And for those of you who have been following our broadcast of Success of Peace, you know, we are big with the social media. You want to go to Twitter and follow We Boca TV, as well as follow on Twitter at Success of Peace for our program here. As in the last 2 weeks on our show, and you can go back and watch, just as on Good Morning Boca, you can go watch live and you can watch the, you know, the archives. There's archive programs available after a program's aired live. You go on to that next week, and there's a new episode, and then you can go right on the site and click on demand and be able to watch the previous episode. So you do not have to miss anything of Good Morning Boca on We Boca TV. I'm super, super excited because yesterday was the launch of Behind the Gates, another one of the programs from WeBocaTV.com. And this is where Douglas Elliman Real Estate Company featured different properties, luxury properties that they have here in the Palm Beach County area, Boca, Delray Beach. And they, you know, brought their homes in programming to Behind the Gates. And so you want to stay tuned and see what's happening, because each and every week there will be new homes. And that's exciting. That's super, super exciting. Boca is definitely a place to live and work and to have entertainment. Also, I wanted to talk about some of the other episodes of Good Morning Boca. Scott Farber, plastic surgeon here from this Boca area, was featured, as well as Chef Ben, who is a chef at the Mariposa restaurant, which is located inside Neiman Marcus. And I have to say that I was extremely jealous of Kelly Gannon and Chris Cruz enjoying the amazing food that Chef Ben was preparing and eating as they were eating it on Good Morning Boca, because this food just is absolutely divine. And if you missed the episode last week with Kimberly Wick of the Wick Theater, Wick Theater has an amazing collection of costumes that they put on display. Each month they change out their display within the Wick Theater. And you can take a look at the shows that they're offering. Very desirable. I know one of the shows coming up, Guys and Dolls. So Wick Theater, thewick.org is the way that you would check the schedule of the Wick Theater and find out what is playing here. It is just an amazing ambiance right in North Boca. So the Wick Theater, we had the opportunity to interview Ileana Lawrence, and also from, and this is Boca Life Magazine senior editor, and so she was on Success of Peace talking about what's happening in the month of January, as well as all of the amazing things coming up for the month of February when people are thinking about love and shopping and romance and places to go and things to do. So Ileana Lawrence was a great guest representing Boca Life Magazine, and both Ileana Lawrence and Melissa Pupo were guests on Good Morning Boca with Kelly and Chris. I was very excited and energized by Lindsay Martinez, and she is the CEO of an organization, Happy, Healthy, Stronger, and she is a talk show host herself, and she is the health and fitness guru for our Good Morning Boca, We Boca TV. She's got an energy that's off the charts. She's in amazing shape, and she shares this very holistic philosophy with the audience that the food and the exercise are all tied in together. And if you want to work with Lindsay and have her as your coach helping you, she will not, you know, work with people if they're not willing to connect the food along with, you know, the right proper, you know, the nutrition and exercise, all as a complete whole. Also, appearing on Good Morning Boca, I definitely want to mention attorney Pam Polani, and she deals in elder law, and she talked about her fundraising activities having to do with Alzheimer's. And sadly enough, way too many people are affected by Alzheimer's, and so she has an Alzheimer's walk, so that's very exciting. Manel Tendler of Tendler Orthodontics, representing, of course, our mouths looking good. And Lauren Johnson was amazing inside Neiman Marcus, and she was, of course, handles their public relations, but she was amazing in going over, talking about the models that were on Good Morning Boca featuring the couture fashions. And those two models, David Ferrullo and Brianna Adler-Lerato, were really showing off the couture clothing for the upcoming gala season. And so here in South Florida, and we are just so blessed, you know, we have an amazing winter season, and there are so many organizations, so many nonprofits that each year have major events, whether it be, the gala balls. And of course, just a quick shout out, if you're listening and you're here in Boca Raton and you are getting ready for, a major event, whether it be you're getting married, or you're going to a wedding, or you're going to a gala, or you're going to a festival, or you really just want to be able to get out there and enjoy some of the elegant ballrooms that we have in and around South Florida, whether that be the Pavilion Grill or the Gold Coast Ballroom or the Plaza up in North Palm Beach. If you're looking to make sure that your dance moves are right, I want to do a shout-out to Arthur Murray Dance Studios of Boca Raton. And you can tell Bethany that I sent you, Lori, your host of Success Apiece, because she will definitely get your dance moves right. And she was a guest on our show, Success Apiece. And I have to say, the Boca Raton Arthur Murray Studio just celebrated their one-year anniversary on January 12th. And I was at their dance party, and it was so much fun. The students were there all dressed up, and they had a professional performance for the guests. So Arthur Murray is definitely a place that I would recommend here, Arthur Murray Boca Raton. And if you are throwing a party, or you're considering throwing a party or catering an event, I want to do a shout out for Joya Sangria, and that is the adult sangria, whether it's white or red. Joya Sangria is one of our favorites right here at WeBocaTV.com and Success Apiece. So much happening here in Boca. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Let me share with you that coming up tomorrow, I am extremely excited. We're going to be interviewing Erwin, who is the founder of VetsHelpingHeroes.org, and I'm just watching his movie right now. It was called The Gift of Life. Erwin's story is amazing, having been, shot down, was in our military and was shot down in the fighter jet during World War II, and he, after coming back from being released as a prisoner of war, he ultimately went on to wanting to help vets and to give back, and he founded an organization, Vets Helping Heroes, which actually fundraises to provide the appropriately trained service dogs or guide dogs specifically for wounded veterans. And so that's an episode that you will not want to miss. And I'm so excited that I will be talking to Erwin and VetsHelpingHeroes.org. Of course, also on our program, I wanted to talk about some of the other guests that we've had, because We Boca TV and Good Morning Boca features businesses, the for-profit and corporations. It features venues. It features, people, businesses with services, whether it be medical services or other type of services, as well as the nonprofits in the community. So this programming really runs the gamut, and we've had guests from the Boca Raton Regional Hospital Foundation, Kimberly Reed. We've had Randy Coleman from the Adolph and Rose Levy JCC, as well as Ryan Dillon, who was on the program, and he is the tournament director for the Allianz Championship. So that's the golf championship that's extremely big here. We Boca TV and Good Morning Boca will be going on location with a live audience, and they're going to be at the American Heritage School located in Delray Beach, Florida. So if you are a local business person and you've tuned in and you are interested in being a sponsor or sponsoring a location, or maybe you just want your commercials on Good Morning Boca or WeBoca TV so more people can know about you, you want to click on WeBocaTV.com and connect with WeBocaTV.com. We'd love to hear from you. Also, we were honored to have members of the Boca newspaper join Good Morning Boca, Ryan Boylston and Marissa Gottesman. That is a local paper here in the Boca Raton area. We also had on Good Morning Boca, Scott and Kristen Zankel of XL Auto Group. And I don't know about you, but I definitely like automobiles, and we have just so many people down here that are automobile fans, and so we just get to see everything down here, whether it be Lamborghinis or Maseratis or Bentleys, Rolls, Mercedes, everything. You're going to see them here in South Florida, so it's really great to have the professionals come on the air and talk about, you know, the automobile industry. Also on Good Morning Boca, Lori Salarulo from Junior Achievement of South Florida. And we talked a little bit earlier about giving back and participating in community, and Junior Achievement, of course, is another organization where so many people come and give back. Marilyn Blanco Corey, the Inner Circle Executive Club, also a guest on Good Morning Boca, and Carrie Roman, CEO of Living Florida, FLA.com. So overall, for those of you tuning in, I just wanted to share that Good Morning Boca, as part of WeBocaTV.com, is the place that you can go to learn more about business, nonprofit, the community, activities, events, and really get the pulse for what the lifestyle is right here in Boca Raton. This is a place in a community where we have about 200,000 permanent year-round residents, but we get over 3 million people who come and visit here every year. And I mean, it's no wonder, because you can walk out the door and you don't need your snow gear and you don't have to dig your car, you know, out of the ice to get on the road. And so all of the activities that are possible here, everything from the tennis to the water sports to the, you know, ballroom dancing, everything that we could possibly do here, the outdoor type of sports, the baseball, the football, the volleyball, the beach volleyball, the yoga, horseback riding. This South Florida is definitely the place to be. I have been here since 1970, and just loving every minute of it. I also want to do a shout out for a book which is written about our guest that will be on the show tomorrow, VetsHelpingHeroes.org, and it's called An Extraordinary Life Gone to the Dogs, and it was written by L.A. Weiser. Last night on our show, if you did not catch our show yesterday, you want to go back to the archives, I had Dr. Betty Uribe, and she is in Washington, D.C. today, talking about her book. Her book was all about values and how important integrity is. And she's going to be sharing that with the press corps for the new president coming in. And next week she's going to be visiting the Vatican and the Monsignor. And so wonderful guests coming through here on Successipes. I also had Joanne Goldsmith, who is Authentic Branding with Heart, and she is a Madison Avenue design branding expert, and she came onto our program to share the importance of your brand and taking your message and spreading your message out and making sure that you're consistent in all of your messaging, from your business card to your website to your advertising. We now come to the time of the program that I really don't like, and it's finishing up our program. I've been your host, Lori Wilk, here for Successipes. Please follow me on Twitter at Successipes. And until we get together again, be safe and successful. Goodbye for now.